And good morning to you, Adam. I'll tell you what, the prize money. I got to lose a bit of weight. I got to become a jockey.
No hope, you.
I've got no hope because there's more money. Lexus is now a new sponsor of the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, morning, Berkey. You're a better chance to become a jockey than me. Let me give you the tip, trying to shed 20 or 25 kilos. But yeah, the big announcement yesterday that Lexus is going to be the new Melbourne Cup sponsor, obviously taking over from Emirates, who's been the long-time sponsor of one of probably Australia's most famous race. And the big question now is, how much are they going to try and raise the prize money to for the Melbourne Cup? If they've been mooting it for a fair while, probably as far back as 6 months ago, Amanda Elliott, the chairperson of the VRC, suggested that prize money will be on the rise for the Melbourne Cup in 2018, but she's still keeping her cards pretty close to her chest and not sort of suggesting how much that will be. So I'd expect that will be finalised in the next month or two. Probably tipping, what is it, around $6 million at the moment, 6.1, yep. 6.2. Yep. I reckon TK maybe in the region of sort of $7.5-8 million, which I tell you what, it's probably due a bit of a prize money increase, I must be said, the Melbourne Cup. It's been stagnant, I think, for the last 6 or 7 years. But if we get that race up to sort of around that $8 million mark, it would be a huge boost for the Melbourne Cup, I reckon.
Geez, that's a fair hike.
Yeah, it would be, TK, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do go that high, sir, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's still the Melbourne Cup, isn't it?
It's a good earn.
It's still the Melbourne Cup, which is terrific. Red Zell, a stranglehold on this Lightning Stakes. It's funny, that sort of horse that you just keep getting a better price every time it wins.
Yeah, not on Saturday, though.
No, not on this Saturday. I think everybody's woken up now, Adam.
Yeah, I think they have. He's $1.70 with tab.com.au in the all-in market at the moment. The final field will be declared a bit later this morning. I wouldn't be surprised if TKV starts $1.50, $1.60, to be honest. It's just going through the nominations. It doesn't look a really vintage Lightning Stakes, it must be said. He's clearly the standout on paper. His two trials have been absolutely fantastic. I expect him to win that race and win it pretty easily if everything's in order. Obviously, his challenge is going to be trying to get to the TJ Smith later in the campaign. Now, they're having a few issues trying to map out a second up run because they try and like to try and keep him fresh, have 3 and 4 weeks between runs before he goes to the TJ third up. I think they're potentially looking at the Challenge Stakes as he sort of bridging run to get to the TJ Smith Stakes. But just looking at that Lightning Stakes, TK, David Hayes got a couple of nice three-year-olds in Catchy and Formality who are part of the nomination. He suggested they're going to go towards the Opal Plate and save them for another day. I think it's a really crucial couple of months for us in the sprinting ranks because we seem to be relying on the same old horses year on year. We've got Terra Vistas, you've got the Red Bells, Red Coat Warrior's going to go down to straight again. We don't seem to have that regeneration of the three-year-olds so far this campaign. Obviously, things can change in the next month or two. I'd love to see a couple of those three-year-olds hang around for later in the year to tackle the Everest and tackle the Dali Classic because I think our sprinting ranks are just thinning a little bit at the moment. So we need some more competition for the Red Zells and Chautauquas of the world. Hopefully a couple of horses can emerge on the scene leading up to the Sydney Autumn Carnival.
Yeah, it's interesting how quality still stays around, doesn't it? And the young doesn't matter whether they're young horses, people, whatever, they've got to find their time and get up the top there. Craig Williams, he's been fined.
Yeah, don't want to bang on about this, Berkey, but I heard TK mention on Punters Postmortem the other day, and they eventually finished that inquiry into Craig Williams' excessive whip use on Hartnell in the All Stakes and ended up finding $3,000 yesterday, so they didn't miss him. He was four strikes over, so he obviously used the whip four more times than he was allowed on Hartnell before the 100-metre mark. And I know people are going to come out and say the same old thing, saying, well, did it make a difference to the end result? He won by less than 0.1 of a length. So Craig Williams got away with one there, I'd say. I know he's copped a hefty fine, but he's won a Group 1 race for his troubles. It just keeps rearing its ugly head, this Whipple. And just on some more stewards news as well, boys, Blake Sheen got a couple of meetings carved off his careless riding suspension at Canterbury from a couple of weeks ago, so a decent result there for him. But, yeah, not great news for Craig Williams yesterday at a stewards inquiry.
And you got some tips for us to Warwick Farm?
Yeah, a couple for us today, Berkey. I like race 7, number 3, Raiden. The horseman Chris Lee's yard is resuming as a gelding. I thought his two trials have been great. Brenton Abdullah on board from the inside gate. My only little concern is the insides might be an inferior ground later in the day. But if the track is holding up, I think it can be really hard to beat in that 1,000-metre race. And one other bit of value here, only something small. Race 5, number 3, Alardis. Last time I checked, scratchings haven't been finalised until 7:30. If there is 8 runners in the race, he might be a nice each-way bet. I thought he was really good first up over the mile at Canberra. He probably wants further. But having said that, it's a bit of speed injecting in the race. He'll be charging home late. He might be worth something at the big price.
Fantastic. Adam's tips are race 7, number 3, Raiden at $3. And the best value, race 5, number 3, Atlantis at $13. So $1 all up, $39. It's that simple, Berkey. That's all you got to do. Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, guys.